There's no lack of sun east of Washington's Cascade Mountains, and that bright sunlight may soon help get a new distillery off the ground. Courtney Flatt has more.
A new distillery in the Tri-Cities is hoping to solar power your alcohol. The founders of Solar Spirits are planning to distill vodka, gin, and eventually whiskey. They would become one of the first in the Northwest to use solar power. Brett Spooner is a co-founder of the distillery. The group calls their process Craft Tech.
We're trying to come up with some solar technology in the process as well as software to really automate it and kind of mix that in with the craft of the distilling industry.
They haven't been able to test the process yet. That first run should happen in the next month or two. Chris Lapp is the other co-founder. He says he knows his vodka, but the group is working with a chemist to help perfect the process. The hope there is to
create like a chemically superior product through efficient measures and highly coordinated calculations.
Sounds like Breaking Bad.
The idea first came from a brainstorming weekend for local entrepreneurs. They saw creating an environmentally friendly distillery as a challenge. Since then, the four partners have toyed with different methods of generating solar power to use in the distillation process. Spooner says one of the biggest challenges is making solar power cost-effective.
Yeah, we can buy a couple solar panels, put it on the roof, and run a light off of it and say we're using solar energy, or we can really try to innovate the solar technology. And that's where we've steered towards trying to find grants and research to help us fund true innovation, not just story.
Right now, Spooner says they're looking at using solar power to preheat water. The group is also using recycled products, local grain, and grappa left over from local wineries. Now that they've got all their permits, they hope to be up and running this year. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.